The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night. Happy Friday morning, depending on where you live. I am thrilled to be here with you, and this is where I will be for the next 2 hours. Shout outs to everybody at work. Shout outs to everybody on the road. People getting that money. People laying up in their houses. People driving away for the holiday. I don't know what you're doing. I know you can hear me, though. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's in New York. I am in Atlanta, Georgia, and in Boston. People are happy in Boston tonight. In Dallas, Texas. What's up to everybody down in Dallas? The Metroplex. They're happy tonight because their team stayed alive in their respective playoff matchups. Yes, the Boston Celtics, they stay alive. They blaze the Miami Heat out of the building. 110-97. Miami never led a minute or a second in this game. At one point, Boston led by 24. The 13-point discrepancy isn't an accurate indicator as to how bad the Celtics just beat down on the Miami Heat. And then meanwhile, out in Dallas, and this I don't have as much confidence in a comeback here as I do for the Boston Celtics, but the Dallas Stars, they beat the Golden Knights tonight in overtime 3-2. Golden Knights, they still lead this series 3-1. And on the NBA side, the Miami Heat, they still lead the Celtics 3-2, although this series was 3-0. In both of these series, they will be back in action on Saturday night. So you got a couple of things to look at, a couple of things to get into. If you should be in front of a screen, whether your phone or at a bar or a television, whatever the case might be, on Saturday for Memorial Day weekend. If you want to give me a holler, it's real simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We certainly know, man, the Celtics are trying to deliver a first here, bouncing back from an 0-3 hole. I want you to take a listen to the final score here, or not the final score. This is the final call from the Celtics radio network. Listen.
For 48 hours now, Celtic fans can dream, and the dream is still alive. Things that have never happened before seem impossible until they happen. Three is airballed. Sam Hauser will have to inbound it, and that will do it. The Boston Celtics win game 4 facing elimination. They win game 5 facing elimination. And the Celtics have taken their talents and the series back to South Beach. Game 6 on Saturday night. The final score, Boston 110, Miami 97. The Celtics now trail the best of 7 Eastern Conference final 3-2. And we finally have a series.
He sounds relieved there. You know what, while we're at it, and we'll get back into the Celtics and the Heat, and then one of our callers before the break, he had a lot of confidence in the Denver Nuggets that they were going to sweep whoever the hell came out of the Eastern Conference. I'm not so sure there. But you know what? Let's just go ahead and show the Dallas Stars some love. Because, yeah, they stayed alive, and tonight might be their only victory. Let's listen to their final call.
Robertson on the right wing side got into the slot. Here's Hintz, drags it, saved by Hill. He's face down, the puck is loose. Up to Paskin and left side shot. Score! Pavelski, a one-timer! Joe Pavelski keeps the Dallas season alive and sends this series back to Vegas after a 3-2 Game 4 win.
And that courtesy of the Stars Radio Network. So as we continue on with the show, I'm going to get to more of your calls momentarily about the Celtics and the Heat. I want to talk about the attention that the Denver Nuggets are receiving. Some of it, I guess, positive at this point in time. A lot of people's attitudes have changed about Nikola Jokic and Nuggets. Maybe they didn't watch them throughout the course of the year. Maybe Gilbert Arenas is in that category. And we talked about Jimmy Garoppolo and his foot surgery. So we have a whole lot more to do here over the next few hours. Shep, what's on your mind, man? How you feeling about things?
Well, JR, listen, I know we got calls. We're going to get to them momentarily. But my question for you is this. You have been, I think, very objective. By the way, it is not lost on me that you have elected not to play a Joe Mazzulla clip, meaning you don't want people to fall asleep listening to your show. So I get that entirely. But when we speak of the 34-year-old head coach, has he done enough in your eyes, whatever happens in Game 6 and Game 7, to at least afford himself another season? We both admit, if they were swept in the fashion in which the Celtics were playing the first three games, there's no way you bring Joe Mazzulla back for another season. Has he done enough in your eyes, getting them to at least the Game 6, where he should get another year?
In my eyes, should he get another year?
Yes. I mean, press conferences aside, of course.
In my eyes, should he get another year? Yeah, I think he should get another year. Okay. Outside of the team not being competitive in those first two games or the losses and how they blew them, I think the answer is yeah. So at this point, yeah, I would expect him to be back, and I think he would deserve to do so. That's just the nature of the business. You know, sometimes you can't shake off, and for lack of a better term, the stink. That's really what it is. You can really have one game decide and change attitudes. You have to go and deal with it for months. The players typically can get over losses better than, I would say, fans do. You know, fans want to run around and say, did you get the ring? Did you not get the ring? You didn't get the ring. You're a loser. Man, when you're the one that's out there playing, you understand how to ultimately let it go. And some losses are going to hurt more than others. Some are going to linger longer than others. But in the case of Joe Mazzulla getting smacked out of a playoff series against a team that many would have considered to be a subpar or shorthanded, that's not the type of thing that you can always go ahead and bounce back from. So all things considered, I think Joe Mazzulla has saved himself here. And I think he will be back next season. That is unless there is still one of these all-time coaches, successful coaches, who are still sitting around. It's been reported that Monty Williams already turned down a job, I think, with the Detroit Pistons. And we know Nick Nurse is there. And it's a lot going on. 855-212-4CBS. Jason Tatum just spoke. We'll hear from him momentarily. Vlad is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Vlad?
How you doing today, JR?
Very good, man. What's on your mind?
Yeah, man. Instead of JR Sports Brief, we got to start calling you JR Goats Brief. You know what I'm saying?
A goat brief. Goat.
Goats Brief. Goats
okay.
Brief.
Okay. I like goat. That. I like to eat goat, but it's a conversation for another day. And hello to the goat farmer. There's a goat farmer who listens to us down in Florida, and he actually he farms goats for people like me to eat them. But go ahead, Vlad.
What a guy. Yeah, man. Jason Tatum is that guy, man. I didn't really have faith in him in the beginning after the last round, but I think they're bouncing back, man. I still think they can whoop that ass and make a comeback. So I'm happy.
Didn't have faith in him in the last round. I mean, we've already seen him here in an elimination say, well,
before that
you know
game
what?
Seven, I meant. Before that game seven.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, outside of that?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, he did have 51 points. Okay.
He's the man, though. I respect Jason, man. I respect Jason a lot.
Well, listen to the game logs throughout this series. And this is what's been maddening. He had 30 points in game one. They lost. He disappeared in the fourth quarter. He had 34 points in the second game. They lost. He disappeared. In game three, everybody basically sat out that game. They all sucked. They all gave up. They all quit. He had 14. Last victory, another ass-whooping, 33 points. And tonight, he has 21. And so he's going to go back down to Miami. He's averaged 26 points here in the series, but is he going to go out there and get the buckets in crunch time? I think that's what people want to see from Jason Tatum.
Hey, like you said, people flourish at their own speed, man. He has potential, but he's still young. Thank you, JR. And congrats to Shep, by the way. Mazel tov.
Thank you, Vlad, for calling from Illinois. Well, would I say he's still young? Yes, he's still young. Has he reached his prime yet? I think he's just entering into his prime as to who and what he is as a player. And Jason Tatum is certainly getting a lot and has gotten a lot of experience just from day one. I didn't expect the Boston Celtics to be in the postseason, or excuse me, the finals last year, but that's where they were. And here they are. I don't want to say they're knocking on the doorstep. They have to get past the Miami Heat first. But this is pretty valuable. For him. And so Tatum tonight has 21, and Derek White went out there and killed it. He had 24 points with 6 threes. You had Jaylen Brown go out. He had 21 points. He actually shot good from 3 tonight. He was 3 of 5. And so Jason Tatum actually just spoke to the media, and he talked about everything that went well to start off this game. And then also, he mentions Derek White.
Obviously, I think it started in that first quarter. First play on defense, right? Smart diving on the floor, getting out in transition. You know, that was contagious. You know, Smart played his ass off tonight. You know, everybody did, but, you know, D. White, Grant, Rob, Al. You know, I think just how hard we played, how connected we were on the defensive end, you know, sharing the ball. Things like that.
Jason, you just mentioned D. White. He was like a huge part of the aggression, the speed you were playing defense with tonight. You guys have kind of taken over the series ever since you started doing that last game. So how crucial is D. White to being able to like dig and recover and just all the things you have to do to stay active against them?
Yeah, I mean, D. White is second team on defense this year for a reason. He's a big part of our team, our identity, you know, things we try and do on the defensive end. You know, he's very smart basketball player on both ends, and you know, his awareness, his instincts, you know, they show tonight.
He's smart, man. He has his ups and his downs like any other role player, but he did an excellent job tonight. Brian is calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey JR, thanks for taking my call. Hey, yeah, no, I think the Celtics definitely, you know, they have a championship quality team. Obviously going down 2-0 at home, then 3-0, it's no one's really done that before, but it's kind of one of those one game at a time things. And to your point of saying, you know, players, it's easier for them to get over things. I mean, I totally agree. It's, you know, as a fan, yeah, we will sit and dwell over things for an entire year, sometimes 2-3 years. We think about things that have happened in the past, but as a player, A, you can't do that because you can't focus on that to get better, but B, you have to just go back to work. And as a fan, you can't do anything to get better. You know, the only way you just scream louder. So, I mean, that's pretty much
some
it.
People think so.
So Missoula taking it one game at a time. They definitely have players with Brown and Tatum, but obviously guys like White and everything have to step up if they want to at least force a game seven and potentially make it to the championship for sure.
Sure. Now I hear you, Brian. I agree with you. And I think I hope we get a game seven. I want something to watch on Monday night. Hey, thank you for calling from New Orleans, man. I appreciate you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I do want to talk to you about Jokic. I do want to talk to you about the Nuggets. Because we've already had a few callers who have said, oh, man, whoever wins the Eastern Conference Finals is basically going to get smacked by the Nuggets. And why don't the Nuggets kind of get the respect that they deserve? They're the opposite of a team like the Celtics. They're the opposite of a team like the Heat. Like, they basically sat in number one at the top of the standings in the West all season long. Nikola Jokic has been slapped around in the court of public opinion. And, yeah, he might be getting some credit now, but there's still some folks who I just think are naysayers. Someone like Gilbert Arenas. He had to say something pretty wild about Jokic. We'll hear him on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Jimmy Garoppolo and his broken foot. And then we have a young player in the NFL who didn't know that, hey, man, you can't gamble the way that you did. So we got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. I'm a goat farmer.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this or not, but goat farmers have the most powerful curse in all of sports. You can ask the Chicago Cubs about that one.
Oh, my God. The Billy Goat?
Yeah, the Billy Goat. That's a real thing, man. That Billy Goat was a season ticket holder. He didn't deserve none of that smoke, and they ended up giving to him. You see how the Chicago Cubs found out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know, that wasn't the only big curse in baseball. There was the curse of the Bambino. Boston Red Sox, at one point, they didn't win a title. Well, wait, where they went from 1918, and then they went to 2004. And back in 2004, those Red Sox, they should have been, right? Should have been eliminated in a postseason. They were taking on the New York Yankees. The Yankees were leading 3-0 in the American League Championship Series, and then Red Sox decided to win 4 straight. And the Red Sox decided to go to the World Series in 2004. And my apologies to my friends in St. Louis. They then swept the Cardinals. The Boston Red Sox were that hot. And so the first team to do that in Major League Baseball, come back down from 0-3, and the Boston Celtics, another Boston team, looking to turn things around. And meanwhile, there's a team already set for the NBA Finals. All they're doing is waiting. And by the time the NBA Finals get going next Thursday, the NBA Finals are about exactly a week away. The Denver Nuggets are just, I guess they're going to work, getting treatment, sitting around, getting massages, putting in some layups and some free throws. They're watching all the basketball games. I'm sure Mike Malone already has a strategy all figured out. And the Denver Nuggets are just waiting. And waiting is something it feels like they've done all season long. They've been waiting. They've been beat up. When I say they've been beat up, Jokic in the MVP conversation, people look at him, they look at Embiid, and they go, oh my God, you know, there's a reason we can't give Jokic 3 consecutive MVPs. And where's Joel Embiid right now? Where is he? He's on vacation, and he couldn't get the job done. And you have Nikola Jokic, who's just like, hey guys, I got triple doubles, and he just led a team over LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, when he does play, is one of the best defenders in the entire NBA. And Nikola Jokic is hitting fadeaway threes from just with Anthony Davis with a hand in his face. And Anthony Davis is defeated, understanding he can't do a damn thing about it. And so the Denver Nuggets, slowly but surely, they've been getting more and more respect. from some of us. Somebody who still isn't on the Nuggets bandwagon, somebody who still doesn't appreciate Jokic, is someone who, by the way, he had his own gun issues in the NBA. That's Gilbert Arenas. He sat down with the old man in a three podcast, J.J. Redick, and Gilbert Arenas, not impressed. Take a listen.
We're hoopers, so we can see the importance of players, but the NBA is not built off of that. They don't survive off that. They never have. Tim Duncan was four rings in, and when he went to go win his fifth one, we said, oh, this is boring. Nobody wants to see Tim Duncan and the Spurs in the championship. That's just facts. No matter how many rings they won, no one really cared about the Spurs like that. You know, Jokic can win his championship. No one's going to care. Let's just be honest. I'm sorry. He's not going to go from where he is right now to this super mega star because he's not doing anything kids want to see. It's the players, their personality. You know, Jokic is great, but he doesn't have it.
In regards to marketability, yeah, I'd agree with that. But when it comes down to basketball, I think people are intrigued by Nikola Jokic. To see as such a giant human being who isn't ridiculous. He's athletic in a different way. Nikola Jokic isn't, I'm going to jump out the gym athletic. Nikola Jokic isn't, I'm going to jump from the free throw line or I'm going to cross you over. He's coordinated. He's skilled. He's a beast. He's dominant. He's slow and steady without having to go out there and just be a brute. And so I can understand what Gilbert Arenas is saying about nobody is going to care. I'm not going to go that far. He's going to cement himself, and Jokic is already doing so, as being one of the best big men that the NBA has ever seen. When you put yourself in the conversation of Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell, how can you even mention Jokic's name and say that no one is going to care? He's won two MVP awards. When you start winning MVPs in the NBA, the next question is, okay, you can win the regular season MVP award. When are you going to win the big one? When are you going to win the championship? All these years later, 30 years later, sounds even crazy to say that, but 30 years later, people are looking at Charles Barkley, and you can laugh and make jokes, and everybody does. Charles Barkley laughs and makes jokes and sits in commercials about how not he doesn't have a ring. You win at MVP. Where's the championship next? Is Joel Embiid ever going to get one? He run around. He has one. David Robinson got his hands on one, and that Tim Duncan guy helped him get them, the ones that he did get. And so Gilbert Arenas, yeah, sometimes he just shoots off and spouts off at the mouth, and part of what he said makes sense. But this is the beautiful part about Nikola Jokic. Doesn't care. I'm confident in saying that too. You know, typically I would say I don't think Nikola Jokic cares about his marketability, but I think his actions, how he plays, what he says, what he does, it all backs it up. And for the life of me, I don't understand what the problem and what the deal is. Why doesn't Jokic get the love that he deserves? Or am I bugging? Maybe it's the reverse from what Kendrick Perkins said. I think people would be even more intrigued because he's giant, because he's Serbian, because he's white, because he's no nonsense. I want to see the guy play more. It shows you what a beautiful game that basketball can be. That you can have someone who is literally an athletic freak of nature like Anthony Davis, when he plays, Anthony Davis, what, in a couple of years, he grew 6'7", 8 inches? This man went from being a point guard into being 6'10", 6'11". Moves and runs like a gazelle, is blocking shots, can handle the basketball, can shoot the basketball, has touch, can play down low. Anthony Davis is just like a human fly swatter. He can do a little bit of everything. Nikola Jokic was a fat kid from Serbia. Nikola Jokic came into the NBA. They had to tell him, hey, dude, You can't drink a gallon of soda a day. That's not going to roll here. That's not going to work. He lost weight. He got in better shape. He's moving around on the court doing what he wants. And an athletic freak like Anthony Davis can't do a damn thing with him. That's fun to me. Sign me up. Let's see what Jokic can do in the NBA Finals. I think we're going to see more triple-doubles. I'm not going to act like some of our callers and predict that the Denver Nuggets are just going to completely, you know, wipe out the opposition. Who's stopping Jokic, though? Let's say, you go ahead, take a look at the Boston Celtics. What, Robert Williams? Is Anthony Davis a better defender? Who's stopping him on the Heat? You going to throw Bam Adebayo out there at him? Maybe Bam can do something. Jokic is fun. And I'm supposed to listen to Gilbert Arenas? The same dude who missed out on a whole lot of money because he wanted to play with guns. I think Gilbert Arenas needs to stick to giving Ja Morant advice. And oh yeah, by the way, that is something that he has done over the past few days. Stick to that, Gilbert Arenas. And saying nobody cares about Jokic, no. There's a lot of people care about Jokic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Gilbert Arenas, all the talent in the world that he had, yeah, he made some mistakes that got him the boot out of the NBA. And we come back on the other side of the break. I got the phone lines open for you. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to tell you about someone who is literally and probably running around in a boot right now. He is the quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders, and he hasn't even played a game. We're going to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm going to get to your calls. We have some other news that has come down the pipe in the NFL. We have some news. My friends in Milwaukee, we talked about this briefly earlier in the show. The Brewers could potentially leave Milwaukee? Am I in the Twilight Zone? Like, what's next? What are you going to tell me that the Yankees are leaving New York? Not the same. But the Brewers are iconic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I will be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I can't wait until Saturday night. I can't wait. We'll see what takes place with both the Celtics. I got no hope in the Dallas Stars, so I ain't thinking about them too much. But let's see if the Celtics can go out there and make some history. We only have to wait two nights for that. Not a long time. Speaking of a wait, this is May. We know we're getting ready to pull up on June. We'll get here on Monday. It'll be Memorial Day. and it's the unofficial start to summer. We know that the NFL season doesn't get going until September. We know training camp doesn't get going until the end of July. But teams all over the NFL, it's OTA season. Time for mini camps. Unless you're the New England Patriots and you work your guys too much and you get punished for it. You know, this is an acclimation period. All the new free agents and all the new draft picks, they have a chance to show up at work and put in some work. Unless you're Jimmy Garoppolo, who just by birthright is always broken. This is the same Jimmy Garoppolo who had to pick up the slack after Trey Lance, you know, broke his ankle last year, and Jimmy Garoppolo actually competed. He did well. 49ers were well with on their way to go into the playoffs either way. And then Jimmy G, he broke his foot. So whether it's a torn ACL or whether it's a busted up ankle or whether it's a shoulder that required surgery last offseason, Jimmy G ended the year on the sidelines again. I remember watching them get battered by the Eagles, had no QB, Brock Purdy had no arm, and I remember the image of Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance standing on the sidelines in sweatsuits, just looking around. Like, I was sitting at home watching the game, they were on the sidelines just looking because they can't do anything. And so Jimmy G, who wasn't even supposed to be back with the 49ers last year, they didn't want him, but nobody would take him because of the shoulder surgery. He readjusted his contract, had a lot of incentives in it last season, and he broke his foot. And so now he's a free agent. The 49ers are finally moving on. They got Sam Darnold in the fold now. How exciting as Lance is there and Purdy tries to recover from his arm injury. But Jimmy Garoppolo ends up with the Raiders. He's with Josh McDaniels, someone that he should be familiar with from their mutual time spent up in New England. And so Jimmy G goes to the Raiders, who are, I don't want to say they're rebuilding, but they're moving on from Derek Carr. This is a new era. They have a new head coach as well in Josh McDaniels. Jimmy G gets a three-year, $67 million deal. The Raiders decided to guarantee $34 million. And so what did we learn today? That Jimmy G would be throwing with his new teammates, right? That he would be developing a rapport with Davante Adams, right? The answer is no. Jimmy Garoppolo had foot surgery after he signed the contract. Jimmy Garoppolo ain't throwing a football to nobody unless he's doing it from his couch. And so today, Josh McDaniels answered a question that he should probably get used to. And I loved his answer. Not because it was smart, but because it was comical. It was comedy. Hey, Josh McDaniels, answer me a question. Where's Jimmy Garoppolo at?
Jimmy G was coming off a foot injury. Has he been cleared to get on the field yet? And will he be?
There's a number of guys. You won't see him today. There's a number of guys that you're not going to see. Again, I'm not going to – you'll see him. I mean, I'm not going to run down a list every time here. But, you know, no, he's going through his process just like we knew he would. Nothing has happened that would surprise us based on, you know, the information we had. Same thing with Tyree. Again, you know, there's a number of guys you're not going to see out there today. So, you know, rehabbing the things that they're rehabbing. And, again, we know we don't play a game for over 100 days. So, you know, they're doing everything they can do to get right. And when they're all ready to go, then eventually they'll be back on the field.
Something tells me that in 100 days, he might be saying the same exact thing about Jimmy Garoppolo, who he talks about like is the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot or some UFO. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo is, he's a ghost. Like, are we going to see this guy play football? He got $34 million guaranteed coming his way from the Raiders to rehab. The Raiders just historically, and I know nobody killed another person driving in a speeding car, but I mean, damn, they do a terrible job picking talent. If you're in a transition period, you waited until later in the draft to get a QB? You brought back in Brian Hoyer? This is what Raider fans are supposed to be excited about. I'll tell you who's excited. Everybody in the AFC West. I'm licking my chops at these guys. And then you got Davante Adams who has to tell everybody, oh, yeah, the roster isn't what I thought it was going to be, but I'm glad to be here. When you got to tell people you're happy where you're at, there's probably a reason that you should be ticked off. This was Davante Adams on Thursday telling everybody how much he is happy being a Raider. Listen to this.
At the end of the day, I'm a Raider, and I'm excited to be here. I love my head coach, and I love the general manager here and everybody. I mean, from the top to the bottom. So I have no reason to lie. I mean, one thing I don't do is BS, so I'm not going to make anything up when it comes to that. I'd rather keep my mouth closed if I have negative things to say. But when I say that these are some good men in this place, that I really value the relationship that I have with them, I mean that. So, you know, that's about all that needs to be said for that.
Okay. All right. People change their minds, right? Hey, Shep, people change their minds?
No.
Okay.
People, that was a joke. Obviously, people change their minds, yes.
People change their minds. And so one day, he's entitled to feel differently next week. Or maybe not next week. Maybe when July comes around and Brian Hoyer is throwing him the ball in training camp. Maybe they get to August and Brian Hoyer is still throwing him the ball. Maybe they get to September and Brian Hoyer is still throwing him the rock. The Raiders can't be this bad. They can't be this terrible, right? Davante Adams, yeah, I think he's one out of there. He just can't go. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Alice calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Alice.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the Celtics, but I do have a lot to say about Jimmy G. And the recycled Patriots, both he and Brian Hoyer. So anyway, that's all I'll say about football.
Well, you eventually recycle something enough, it becomes useless. So, I mean.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's where they're at.
I think that the Patriots were good to let him go and keep Tom Brady. But yeah. As far as the Celtics go, I think you might have been the one that said that the coach should have another year. And I think
yes,
he should.
That would be me, yes.
Well, I think the problem is like people said, oh, he's so dull, his press conferences. Have you ever listened to Bill Belichick? His press conferences, he says nothing. He's a monotone. And, you know, he's not going to win any prizes, you know. But I think Joe is doing the best that he can for what's been given to him.
Yeah, and there's only one Bill Belichick, so I don't know if I'd necessarily...
I wouldn't say that he was like it, but I just meant that the fact that he's like a monotone and that his things are that I'm just saying that that's not the worst thing he can do. I mean,
no, it's not, but his interactions with the media, and I think this will come in time, because this is still his first year.
If he's going to do this...
Communicating yeah. with the press, communicating with the media,
right.
whether he likes it or not, or any coach does,
it's
a part of the job. And it's not so much about being transparent. Every
right.
now and then he can be sarcastic. He can have some flippant remarks.
Right.
You don't need to be buddy-buddy with the media or the press, but how you address them and how you communicate – you're going to do yourself some favors in the long run just by bringing down the temperature a little bit. And it's not that he's angry, but he's just – he can be flippant at times. He'll learn, just like everything else. He'll learn.
But I still think that they didn't give him much support. I mean, did they bring in some assistance for him when everybody else left? I mean,
well, that's a tough thing to do when Ime Udoka is getting fired or let go or put to the side.
Believe me, I've been watching this whole thing. Well, I just think Brad could, like, get off the couch and, you know, I'm not saying come down and do that, but I think that Brad is a little dull.
Well, he's the boss, and I think he's doing perfectly fine at this point. I don't think he wants to go anywhere near the bench, and Alice?
Yes, I'm sorry for interrupting. Danny Ainge was a better boss in that role.
Well, Danny Ainge is a natural-born hustler, and so let's give Brad Stevens some time to see who he hustles. This is still primarily a team that he helped construct and put together. Hey, Alice, I appreciate you for calling from Boston.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, this is Danny Ainge's fingerprints are still all over the squad. You got to give Brad Stevens some time. How long is he going to be here? And if you want to think about the assistant coaches and who was on the staff, who wasn't on the staff, I mean, who left? Mighty Mouse? I know he's down here in Georgia with Tech, but who else left? 855-212-4CBS. Todd is calling from Green Bay. Hey, Todd, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, I just wanted to know with Jimmy G, okay, he's a little bit hurt, and he signed a contract. Well, he sounds a little bit like Rodgers leaving from Green Bay.
He's not. Well, Todd, let me tell you something. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a little bit hurt. Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a broken foot last season, and he just had surgery on it this year after he signed a contract. So he's not a little bit hurt. He's a whole lot of hurt. And based on Jimmy Garoppolo and his career, he's just going to be hurt. What is Jimmy Garoppolo going to do? Quarterbacks, they don't age like fine wine. It's like Jimmy Garoppolo has been sitting out in the sun. You don't turn back the fermentation. He's already stink. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take more of your calls. And then I want to tell you about another NFL player. Yeah, he's dealing with his own problems. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you. Fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website. And you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
This is Flea for This Little Light, the podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BetUS.com is back for a
28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.